All right, so you want to rank higher on Google, right? I mean, who doesn't?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the name of the game.
So much to learn, though.
Yeah.
So many different moving pieces, and you're always wondering, like, am I spending my time in the right place?
Yeah.
You know, am I doing the right things?
Right.
And today we are going to deep dive into one of those big questions that I know a lot of people have,
Yeah.
which is, you know, how much time should I be spending on my website itself? On, you know, the on-page SEO
Right.
versus, you know, building links and getting other people to talk about my website. Is there like a magic split? Is it 50-50?
Well, that's what you would think, right? Like just kind of split it down the middle and,
Right.
you know, dedicate half your time to on page, half your time to link building, and you're good to go. But it's not quite that simple.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we're going to deep dive into today.
Right.
We're going to be taking a look at an article called On Page SEO and Link Building, Finding the Right Mix, written by Chris Bradley, who is the co-founder of a company called Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Okay.
So he knows his stuff. He's got a lot of experience.
Absolutely.
And what we're going to be doing is going through some of the scenarios that he outlines in this article for, you know, different websites and how they should allocate their time between on-page and off-page SEO.
Because it's not one size fits all, right?
No, definitely not one size fits all.
There are certain situations where maybe you should be focusing more on page and less on link building or vice
That's
versa, or
not
maybe even, you know, almost all of one or the other.
exactly.
And so let's jump into that. So the first scenario he talks about is a website that he calls The Authority.
Okay.
And so when you think about like a website that is an authority in its space,
Right.
you're probably thinking, okay, this website is, you know, ranking pretty well. It's probably got some good links.
Yeah.
It's got solid content. You know, maybe it's built on a really solid foundation. But what Chris points out is that even these websites that seem to be doing really well often have these like little hidden on-page issues
Yeah.
that are preventing them from reaching their full potential.
It's funny because they're not these super obvious glaring issues
Right.
that you'd see with a website that's, you know, completely messed up or something.
Right.
You know, they've done enough things right
Right.
to achieve some sort of, you know, success or authority,
Right.
but over time things just kind of get neglected a little bit.
Right.
And the first one he points out is outdated keyword research.
Oh, interesting.
So, you know, maybe when they first built their website,
Yeah.
they did their keyword research.
Right.
They were targeting specific terms,
Right.
but maybe those terms have changed over time, or
Right.
maybe the way that people search has evolved,
Yeah.
or, you know, they just haven't gone back and revisited that keyword research.
Like maybe they were targeting, you know, widgets for sale,
Right.
but now everyone's searching for, you know, best widget retailer.
Exactly. Or best online widget retailer or something like that. And that's a huge thing because Google really pays attention to that. And if you're not using the language that your audience is using,
Yeah, it's
then
not going to show up.
you're not going to show up. You're not going to be as relevant. So that's a big one. And then he also mentions like broken or excessive internal links,
I could see that.
which is, you know, if you think about your website as like a network of pages, and those internal links are the roads that connect them. If those roads are broken or if there's just too many of them, it can get really confusing, both for your users trying to navigate the website and for Google trying to crawl it and understand the structure.
And understand, you know, which pages are the most important
Exactly.
and how everything is connected.
Right.
Okay, so that makes sense. And then he also mentions like page titles
Yeah.
or like an ineffective navigation, like those things that maybe you set up at the beginning and you never really went back and looked at it again. And maybe it's not really serving the user as well as it could be.
And it happens. A lot of times, you know, when you're first building a website, you're so focused on getting it up and running and, you know, just getting it launched
Just getting it out
that
there.
you kind of put these things in place and then you just forget about them.
And you forget about them.
And then you come back a year later, 2 years later, and you're like, oh, this is kind of a mess.
Yeah, my navigation's not really clear and my page titles are all over the place. Okay, so what does he recommend for this type of website then?
So for the authority, he recommends a 70-30 split. 70% on-page SEO,
70% on page.
30% link building.
Okay. So that's a lot of on page.
Yeah, and that might seem counterintuitive.
Right, because you're like, they're already an
But
authority.
because you would think that
Why do they need more on page?
they would need to focus on building more links. But what he's saying is that they've already got this foundation of links.
Right.
They've already got some authority.
They've already got the content.
What they need to do is make sure that their own website is working as efficiently as possible.
Okay.
So that those links and that authority that they've already built can really have the maximum impact.
Okay.
So things like improving their keyword research, making sure their title tags are optimized, improving their site architecture, cleaning up their internal linking.
Right.
All of that stuff is going to help Google understand their website better.
Right.
And it's going to help them rank higher for the keywords that they're targeting.
Got it. So they're already strong, but they're just making themselves stronger by cleaning up.
Exactly. It's like fine-tuning a really high-performance engine.
Right.
You know, you've got the engine. It's already powerful. But if you fine-tune it, you can get even more power out of it.
Got it. Okay, so 70-30 for the authority.
70-30 for the authority.
Okay, cool. And then we've got a very different type of website here, which he calls the expert.
Okay, the expert.
Yeah, and now this is someone who... This is someone who maybe knows SEO really well.
Right.
And they're really, really focused on making sure that every single page on their website is perfectly optimized.
Uh-huh. Like they've got all the on-page stuff down pat.
Yes. They know every rule.
They know all the rules. They're following all the best practices.
Yes.
Their title tags are perfect. Their meta descriptions are perfect.
Their content's amazing.
They're using the right keywords.
Yes.
They've got it all figured out.
Everything is perfect.
But they're not doing any link building.
Oh, that's interesting.
So they've got this perfectly optimized website.
Yeah.
But nobody knows it exists.
Nobody's linking to it.
Nobody's linking to it.
Yeah. It's like this beautiful house that's in the middle of nowhere.
Exactly. It's like they built this amazing website.
Right.
On a deserted island.
And nobody can find
it. Right. Nobody can find it. Yeah. Okay. So that's a very different problem.
It is a very different problem.
Than the authority.
Right.
So what does he say about that?
So for the expert, he actually flips the script completely.
Okay.
He says 30% on page.
30% on page?
70% link building.
Whoa. Okay, so the opposite.
The complete opposite.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is...
Yeah, why is that?
Because you can only optimize your website so much.
Right.
You know, there's only so much you can do on your own website to improve your rankings.
Right.
At some point, you hit a ceiling.
Yeah.
And to really break through that ceiling and start ranking higher, you need those links.
You need those external signals.
You need those external signals. You need other websites.
Yeah.
To be vouching for you, to be linking to you.
To be saying, hey, this is a great website.
Right. This is a valuable resource. This is something that people should check out.
Got it. Okay. And he's saying that the expert there on page is probably good enough.
Yeah. He's basically saying your on page is good enough.
Now you need to focus on getting the word out.
Yeah.
Getting people to link to your site.
And building those relationships.
Building those relationships.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So now we're going from like, you know, the authority, which is doing pretty well, to the expert who has a different set of problems to...
Now we get to the really messy one.
The mess.
The mess.
What is the mess?
The mess is a website that has really gone wrong with their SEO.
Like they've really messed things up.
They've either tried to manipulate the search results or they've just completely neglected it.
Right.
And the result is a website that is actually hurting their visibility more than helping it.
Right. It's working against them.
It's working against them. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So what are some of the things that he says are signs of the mess?
Well, he talks about things like bad redirects.
Okay.
Which is, you know, when you go to a link and it takes you to a completely different page.
Right.
That's not relevant or that's broken or, you know, it's just a bad user experience.
Right.
He talks about very little content.
Okay.
So they have a website, but there's not actually any real content on it.
Like it's just thin?
It's just thin, yeah.
Yeah.
Keyword stuffing.
Okay.
Which is when you try to cram as many keywords onto a page as possible.
Right.
In the hopes that it will rank higher.
Yeah.
But it actually just makes it look really spammy.
Yeah, it looks unnatural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excessive internal tags and linking.
Okay, so too many internal links.
Too many internal links. And yeah, like they're just linking to everything for no reason.
Right.
And then also an aggressive add to content ratio.
Oh, yeah.
So like they've got way more ads on their page than they do actual content.
Right.
There's a bad user experience.
Yeah. It's like you go to the page and you're just bombarded with ads.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's not what Google wants to see.
No, Google wants to see websites that are providing value to users.
Right.
Not websites that are just trying to make money off of them.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
So we've got the mess. What do we do?
So for the mess, he recommends... 90-10.
90-10?
90% on page, 10% link building.
So almost all on page.
Almost all on page.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is...
Yeah, why is that?
Because you can't build a house on a foundation of sand.
Right.
You've got to fix the foundation first.
Yeah.
You've got to make sure that your website is structurally sound.
Right.
Before you start trying to build links to it.
Right.
He actually uses this great analogy in the article.
Oh, okay.
He says, it's like trying to brush your teeth while you're eating Oreos.
That's good.
Yeah, you know, you're not actually fixing the problem.
All right, you're not addressing the root cause.
So you're not addressing the root cause.
Yeah.
You've got to stop eating the Oreos first.
Right.
And then you can brush your teeth.
Okay, so 90% on page, 10% link building for the mess.
Exactly.
All right, cool. So we've got the authority.
Yeah.
We've got the expert. We've got the mess.
And then we've got the rule breaker.
The rule breaker. What is a rule breaker?
So a rule breaker is a website that has used tactics in the past that were maybe effective at the time.
Okay.
But are now considered spammy or manipulative.
Okay.
And as a result, they've been penalized by Google.
Oh, okay. So they've gotten in trouble.
Yeah, they got in trouble.
Yeah.
And these tactics are things like, you know, aggressive anchor text targeting.
Okay.
Which is where you're using the same keyword over and over again in your anchor text.
Right.
It just looks really unnatural and spammy.
Right.
Buying links.
Okay.
Which is a big no-no.
Yeah.
Participating in link farms.
Yeah. Right.
All sorts of things like that.
So basically trying to game the system.
Trying to game the system. Yeah. And it used to work.
Yeah.
Back in the day. But now Google is much smarter.
Right.
And they can detect these tactics and they will penalize you for them.
And so these rule breakers, they're paying the price now.
They're paying the price now.
Mm,
yeah.
Okay.
So for the rule breaker, he recommends 1090.
Oh, wow. Okay. So the opposite of the mess almost.
Yeah. The opposite of the mess.
Yeah.
10% on page, 90% link building.
Wow. Okay.
And the reason for that is because...
Now, why is that?
Because the penalty that they're under is likely due to their link profile.
Right.
So they could have the most perfectly optimized website in the world.
Yeah.
But if they've got all these bad links pointing to it...
It's not going to matter.
It's not going to matter.
Yeah.
They're still going to be penalized.
Right.
So what they need to do is focus on cleaning up their link profile,
yeah,
getting rid of those bad links,
oh, yeah,
and then building new high-quality links,
right,
to replace them.
So this is like almost like reputation management.
It is reputation management.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You've got to go out there and you've got to convince Google,
right,
that you're not a spammy website anymore.
Right.
That you're a legitimate website,
right,
that you're providing value to users.
Okay. So 10% on page, 90% link building for the rule breaker.
Exactly.
And then he actually addresses a question that, mm-hmm, I think a lot of people have, which is, you know, is there a perfect 50-50 split?
Yeah. Because it feels right.
Yeah, like that's kind of the natural assumption.
Yeah, it feels like it should be 50-50.
Yeah, you do half of this and half of that and you're good to go.
Uh-huh.
But he says no.
He says no, there's no such thing as a perfect SEO mix.
Yeah.
He says it's going to be different for every business.
Right.
It's going to depend on where you are in your journey.
Right.
It's going to depend on what your goals are.
Right.
It's going to depend on a lot of factors.
Yeah.
And he even says, you know, SEO has to be fluid.
Yeah.
It could be nearly 100% on page for a few months,
yeah,
and then change drastically as you reach your goals and set new ones.
Exactly. It's not static.
It's not static.
Yeah.
And it can't be.
Right.
Because Google is constantly changing.
Right.
The algorithms are constantly changing. The, yeah, landscape is constantly changing.
So you need to be able to adapt.
You need to be able to adapt. You need to be flexible.
Yeah.
And you need to be willing to adjust your strategy.
Based on what's happening in the world.
Based on what's happening. Yeah.
Okay, so no magic 50-50 split.
No magic 50-50 split.
It's different for everyone.
Different for everyone.
So I guess the big takeaway here is...
The big takeaway is that...
Yeah.
You need to have a dynamic mix of both on-page and off-page SEO.
Right.
And you need to be constantly evaluating and adjusting that mix.
Based on your specific situation.
Based on your specific situation.
And he actually has this great quote at the end of the article.
Yeah, what's that?
Where he says, by focusing on only one tactic... You're setting yourself up for failure when the algorithm inevitably changes.
That's huge.
Which is so true.
Yeah.
Because if you're just putting all your eggs in one basket.
Right.
And then Google changes the rules, oh, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble, yeah.
Okay, so just to kind of sum up all of these different scenarios.
Yeah.
We've got the authority,
mm-hmm,
which is doing pretty well, but they need to clean up their on-page SEO. We've got the expert, who's got great on-page SEO, but they need to focus on link building.
Right.
We've got the mess, which has a bunch of problems that they need to fix before they can even think about link building.
Right.
And then we've got the rule breaker who has been penalized and needs to clean up their link profile.
Right.
So four very different scenarios.
Four very different scenarios.
Four very different approaches to SEO.
And I think what's so interesting is that, you know, a lot of times people think of SEO as like this one thing.
Right.
But it's really not.
Yeah.
It's a whole collection of tactics and strategies.
Yeah.
And the way that you approach it is going to be different.
For every website.
For every website, yeah.
So I guess the question for you, the listener, is where do you fall on this spectrum?
Yeah, where do you see yourself?
Are you the authority? Are you the expert?
Are you the mess?
Are you the rule breaker?
Yeah.
And once you figure that out,
then you can start to figure out what your SEO mix should be.
What your SEO mix should be, right?
Yeah.
And so that's something to think about. And I think even a bigger question to think about is, you know, how can you make sure that your SEO strategy is adaptable?
Right.
And that you're able to change it?
Because Google's not going to stop changing.
Google's not going to stop changing.
So you can't afford to be static.
No.
You'll have to be willing to adapt and evolve along with them.
So that's something to keep in mind as you continue on your SEO journey.
It is.
All right. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody.
See ya.